If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
In Genesis 1:1, Moses is just telling you that in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. How? Then he goes on. And the earth was without form, void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. In other words, the earth was in a chaotic mess. Amen. It looked like South Street at Mardi Gras. And God said, light be. And in verse 4 or 3, there was light. Verse 4, he saw the light and saw that it was good. And then it says he divided the light from the darkness, because he called the light day and he called the darkness night. But then when you go over to the 14th verse, it says God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night. Already day and night. He said, and let them, the lights, be for signs and seasons, days and years. Verse 16, and God made two lights, and the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. But yet we're told over in verse 3 and 4 that he made light, but then when we get to 14, 15, 16, and 17, and 18, he talks about the sun and the moon. What light is in verse 3? If there's no sun and moon until the fourth day, then what light comes out in verses 3 and 4? What happened? God gives the abundance of light in verse 3 and 4. We call that purpose, because God is light. And whenever he shows up, there is light. But sometimes the light lacks specifics. It lacks the general concept of the light. The presence of God shows up and inundates us with his glory and his power. And we often find ourselves incapable of proper response. And so how do we deal with the light? Why not just leave the light to go on in perpetuity from verses 3 and 4? Why do I need the structure of 14 through 17 and 18? One must go back to the book of Ephesians in chapter 4 and realize that God gives an abundance of light to the body of Christ called the church. And without regulation, without form, that light would be a mess. And so he gives distinctives to that light. Smaller lights called apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers to teach you what to do with that light. So he takes the light of verses 3 and 4 and compartmentalizes it. And says you get 12 hours of daylight to do great things, and the other time is to rest to prepare to do the next great things. But you won't be in darkness. I'm going to give you a lesser light that will reflect the light of the greater light. It is beautiful imagery that says you and I are the lights of the world. We are the moons and the stars. But Jesus said, I am the light. I'm the S-O-N in the time of the S-U-N. And so while my light never goes out, the sun's light is always shining. But as the planet turns, it turns away from that light. So it needs a reminder that there's still a sun shining. And that's when you see the moon. Now the moon, unlike the sun doesn't operate in phases. It's always that big ball of fire. It doesn't have a phase. You don't never get a quarter sun or a half sun. That's Jesus. But you get quarter moons and you get half moons. There's nothing wrong with the sun. It's just that something is blocking the moon from getting the full view of the light. And that speaks of us. God is saying that Christ is in you and nobody can pluck you out of his hand. But sometimes there are things that keeps you from seeing the total sun. And so some of you are in a stasis right now where you're just at that half moon function. Say, how do I get back to full moon where I'm bright and I affect the tides around me? Well, when I speak the word of God, it connects me with what I cannot see. As I speak the word of God, my moon shifts and I go into another phase. You see, if I stay in that half moon phase, then I'm walking by sight. Now, walking by sight is not totally bad because you have to see some things to go along with the direction of God. God couldn't tell me to find a building and start a church if I couldn't see. Are you with me? But it was his words that gave me the impetus to find that building. So if you're just going by the half moon, you're just operating on sight. Or if you go by the half moon, you're just operating on what you hear. No, you need to wait on what you hear until it lines up, glory to God, with what you see. And that is the word of God. You say it until you find a scripture to validate. You keep saying it until your moon becomes full. How many half moon Christians I got today? You're struggling trying to find God's way. Your light's half out. You're feeling like you want to praise him, but there's too many obstacles in your life. You're frustrated, depressed, and full of despair. Well, I'm here to tell you, speak your joy into existence. Say what God says until things change. Don't let the devil beat you down and make you think that your present situation is an indication of your future. Oh, no. Oh, no. My best days are ahead of me. Where I am right now, God brought me to give me a testimony. And though Goliath stands in front of me, I'll not call him a giant. He's just some little thing in my way. Say what God says. Say it until things change. Say it until God moves. The Spirit of God is hovering. He's hovering over that situation. Say something. We stood in this church and we said you agreed with me for that piece of land next door. And we spoke that land. That next week, the owners of that land met with me. And God told me what to pay for that land. And I didn't say a word to them. They sat in the conference room and said, Bishop, we want to get you that land, and said the dollar amount. It was exactly what God said. When they first approached us about that land, they wanted $750,000. God said, the devil is a lie. God told me $300,000. I hadn't said a word to them. They had spoken with a member of my staff and told my staff $600,000. I told the secretary, you get them in to talk to me. They had spoken to everybody else. When they came to the table, they said, Bishop, we've already spoken to your staff. I said, but you haven't talked to me. They said, well, we let you have it for three. God had already told me three. Then they said, what do you want to do with it? I began to talk to them. They said, well, then we'll just give you the stuff in the back to connect back there, and we'll just give you the, I said, my short korete be sheko na mashaka. I hadn't even asked for that. Favor! Now don't say nothing to nobody because I didn't tell the board yet. They always get mad at me that I tell y'all before I tell them. But Half of them don't have no vision. So, but we're moving forward. I was up here praying Wednesday night. Spirit of God said, get up and walk around. I'm no walker. I like to do warfare on my knees. I was up here praying. He said, get up and walk around. I ain't no walker, but I'm an obedient son. I got up and walked down, and you know, people are looking while I'm walking around. I walked around, and God said, as you walk, I'm filling every seat in this place. Hold on, hold on. He said, when I tell you to, tell the people to move up close and make room for those that I've showed you lined up down Sheltenham Avenue. For my house is a house of prayer and healing. He said, and that's what you are to say. We are not speaking doubt anymore. We are not speaking defeat anymore. I'm telling you, your children are coming to church. I'm telling you, your family members are coming. I'm telling you, your husbands and wives. I'm telling you, your enemies are coming. I'm telling you, people who never bowed a knee are going to be here to hear the word of God. And God is driving out the bums who've been in the way. We will see.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
07215A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm Bishop Eric Lambert of the Bethel Deliverance International Church. I want to invite you to our Holy Convocation 2015. This year, our theme is Power to Be Effective Witnesses. And so as our fellowship gathers, we're going to look at the Word of God and teach the people how to become more effective in their witnessing for Christ. How do we reach the lost so Christ can be glorified? This year, our special guest preachers will be Bishop David Evans of Bethany Baptist Church of Lindenwald, New Jersey. Our dear friend Bishop Evans comes to bring us a relevant word of God, and we're looking forward to the time we spend with him.
If I believe day and night, if I believe hot and cold, if I believe summer and winter, why do I struggle in my faith with seed time and harvest?
On Thursday night, Pastor Arlington Medley will be with us. And this man of God brings a word that both encourages us and causes us to seek God more.
God has come in my life in a certain way that's now everything.
And on Friday night, yours truly, Bishop Eric Lambert, will be bringing the word of God. And I'll be focusing on how to be an effective witness in these last days.
You gotta learn how to review simple things so that when big stuff comes, your faith is already taken care of.
During the week, we're going to have seminars and sessions during the daytime so that you, the people of God, can come together, hear the word of God, and receive food to grow up. This is an exciting time, and we want you to share in our holy convocation. Now, those dates are August the 12th through the 14th. And this year, by the grace of God, we'll be meeting at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Pastors, congregations, friends of this ministry, those who watch our broadcast, we invite you to come and share with us. I'll be seeing you at Holy Convocation 2015.